Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, what makes winning on the road on a Friday so special in college hockey?
Well, it takes pressure off Saturday a little bit because at least you've guaranteed your split on the road, quite honestly. And then what happens, you get selfish, you get greedy on Saturday, and that's how you kind of play things out. And that's just the way it is psychologically, Schultze, with the players and with the coaches. So you come up here saying to yourself, gosh, you know what, get our split, we'll go home and get ready to rock and roll. But now when you win Friday, now again you feed, and then you say to yourself, gosh, can we get ahead? Just like Fairbanks said a couple weeks ago in Tech, they win Friday and they sweep on the road. It's huge. And I take a look at Fairbanks' road record right now. Well, they're 3-1 in the league before last night, and they're 3-1 in the road. So they only have 10 road games left, and they're already 3-1. So what it does, Schultz, he just sets you up for some pretty good stuff on the road if you can get it done.
Winning on the road is hard no matter the sport. World Series just ended, all 7 games for the first time in any 7-game series in any pro sport. The road team won every single game. What does that mean to you?
Doesn't mean anything. I look at pro sports, I think it's a totally different animal, and the reason I say it, you might laugh at me, charter flights, everything is catered. It's not as big a grind. I mean, it's not as big a grind, and I think at that particular level, Schultze, the emotion and the intensity of the World Series is different, too.
Zach Driscoll won last night. He made a couple of, quite honestly, game changers early. How does that change, not necessarily how you coach the game, but how the guys approach the rest of the game?
It just is, you know, it's the biggest part of the game is goaltending. And when your goalie is just confident and making some saves and, you know, helping you maintain a lead, it does. It gives you confidence. We always overuse the word confidence, but what it does do, it puts you in a situation where when you get that second one, you're feeling it that much more. And really what you're doing is the other team has to press a little more too. I think that's probably more important, that they're pressing more than probably, you know, your confidence is gaining.
You take the too many men penalty, they pull the goalie. Tactically, what did you guys do right there on the 6-on-4?
You know what? We just stayed tight, Schultz. Yeah, I just broke it down, actually. And I was really proud of the guys, how tight they played. And we really took the middle away is what I'm getting at. And then there was a big block shot by Darby Gula. And we got some clears. But we really stayed tight, and we didn't really talk about it. The guys did that on their own. The guys did that. We kept our penalty-killing structure, but we actually tightened it up a bit, and they on their own did that. I think they understood, too, probably the urgency of a 6-on-4, what they need to do, and not to get extended, especially on that big ice.
How does a 6-on-4 change on big ice?
Well, they can possess it more. But conversely, you still got to get the puck to the paint. You got to get the puck to the guts of the ice. You got to get the puck to the middle if you want to score as well. So that we took that away. So we forced a couple shots that, and maybe they were ill-advised shots by them, but at that time it's desperation. You know, you're down 3-0. You've got to get one. You're just hoping for a rebound. You're hoping for a greasy one.
More with Coach Cerutari when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutari. Zach Driscoll will get the start again tonight. I'll be blunt. How much do goalies make that decision for a coach?
Well, he did last night. I mean, there's no question, Schultze, and it's just hard for us not to play him right now the way he played last night. And, yeah, he played well last Friday as well, and he played well against St. Cloud. But last night, he got a goose egg, so I don't want to overthink it.
Shutouts are tough. Scoring is tough, but shutouts are still tough, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, it is. It's hard. It's hard to go 60 without giving up one, mostly, you know, when they had – maybe 39 shots on net, but, you know, that's going to be debatable as well, but whatever.
You guys didn't have a ton of shots, but, boy, you certainly put what shots you had to pretty good use, didn't you?
Absolutely, Schultze. And, again, scoring chances are always, how you count your scoring chances. They may count theirs different than ours, but we had us for 15 and them for 12. So I don't care what the shots on net were. We had 15 to 12 in the scoring area, and you know, that's how you're going to score.
Offensively, you scored in a bunch of different ways last night. In this day and age, how important is that?
Oh, it's huge. It is. I mean, are you kidding me? Like a shorthanded goal for a second goal? I mean, game changer.
When their power play numbers struggle this year, how much of a backbreaker is giving up a shorty?
Oh, yeah, it always is. I don't know. Take a look. Let's rewind a couple of weeks to St. Cloud State. You tell me. Or giving up two. So we all know what it can do to you. It's a big shot in the foot.
Anything other tactical that you need to change tonight or be better necessarily?
You know, we